DNR leaders, state lawmakers, some DNR board members, and loggers braved a cold day last December and toured the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, which is north of Rhinelander. Their mission, to talk about industry concerns that not enough sawmill-suitable logs were marked for harvest. The discussion grew to log harvest on the 1 million forested acres the DNR manages, and later the writing of a state report that was discussed at the DNR board this week. The DNR's Daryl Zastro says one short-term move may be more training for DNR staff.
To understand the economic challenges of our forest industrial partners, those loggers who are out there trying to make a living.
But the department has received a few negative comments about its saw log review process. Ron Eckstein represents the Wildlife Society, a group of wildlife biologists. He generally praises the state forestry division, but says a concern is that the December field trip seems to have been in response to one complaint.
Our question is, if someone complained about wildlife habitat or an ecological concern, would there be a similar massive field trip and review?
Eckstein also says there were no conservation groups on that December tour. He's worried that loggers want to harvest older oaks that are vital for wildlife. The DNR says it certainly would respond quickly to concerns from others, but that forest sustainability won't be harmed if the department, quote, nudges saw log production. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.